This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we are coming into Christmas time. It's only Friday next week is Christmas Day, so it's very, very sudden as we are heading into our holiday season. What should we be thinking about? What should we have on our checklist? I'm joined this morning by Julie Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
I'm very well, thank you, Jordan.
So we're getting our finances in order ahead of Christmas, ahead of, you know, a very big spending period, and we should be keeping an eye on our insurances, shouldn't we?
We should, because we don't want to go backwards. You know, insurance is about protecting what we have, so we want to make sure that we retain that and don't go backwards over this period.
So how do we go about this?
Well, I guess there's three kinds of insurance that we really have to look at. There's home and contents, there's travel, and then there's car.
Right, and I can't imagine a lot of us have got travel insurance coming into this Christmas period, considering the year that we have had.
Yeah, that's probably true. But some people get travel insurance for the whole year ahead. So maybe they do have travel insurance. So I guess it's something that, to be aware of, that if you do have it, that you can claim on it if something goes wrong on your travels, even if it's not very far from home.
And I guess it's not necessarily have to be international travel. It can be domestic travel as well.
That's right. I think a lot of people forget about that because you mainly think about it when you're going on a long trip, but it is also domestic travel.
And so I guess what should we be thinking about then with what kind of assurances can we make or checks and balances can we have for our travel insurance?
So when you're talking about travel insurance, I guess you're also looking at, you know, what you're going to be doing while you're away. And some people will be renting out their homes and so on, maybe to offset the cost. And so, you know, looking to make sure that you're covered for that. That's not necessarily travel insurance, but your home and contents.
Yeah, well, I guess it all sort of links together, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And when you're looking at your home and contents, you know, you do it once a year, but maybe you should think about it when you're about to leave or, you know, we're coming up to a busy period and this is unfortunately the time for natural disasters in our part of the world. You know, have a look at, have you made any new acquisitions? Have you renovated lately? Is your content more valuable than it was when you actually got your policy? Are you insured for things that you might be taking out of the house on holidays, like, you know, your laptop or some jewellery or, you know, fancy watch that you bought, anything like that, or any of your sporting equipment that you take with you? So it's a good time to just have a look at, you know, assess what you have and make sure it's all covered.
Is heading into Christmas time, I guess, a good time to reassess the policies you have signed up for and maybe make some changes?
Yeah, it is a good time because you are, you know, leaving the home and it's a good time to just make sure that everything's covered. It's like, you know, when you're about to leave for overseas, people get their wills done and their insurance done because you just never know.
And when it comes to car insurance as well, holiday periods tend to be the time when we do hit the road, we get travelling. What should we be thinking about with our car insurance?
Just make sure that you've got your car insurances all done and that the minute you drive the car, you're insured. You know, if you're buying a new car or you're renting a car or anything, and, you know, just actually look after the car. You know, make sure that it's had a recent service and that things are unlikely to go wrong if you're driving on a holiday.
Car insurance is a little bit different to, I guess, other insurances, isn't it? Because you've got your third-party cover, compulsory third-party insurance, and also just a general maintenance insurance.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the third-party can go into, like, millions of dollars even. So you've got to obviously have that covered so that you feel safe when you're out and that you're not going to do more damage than you can afford, even if you think your car's not worth too much. Maybe the car that you might hit could be worth a lot more.
And so we're looking at this leading into Christmas, but what about after Christmas time? Is that also something we should be thinking about? Start off the new year with a refreshed view of our insurance policies?
Yeah, it's always a good time to have a look at them. You know, start off the new year. We tend to do it when the policy's due, but, you know, the new year's a good time to just get all your finances in order and make sure that you're saving what you can and you've got the best deals possible. And, you know, once again, we've had our best of the best issue out, you know, December, January. So have a look at some of the winners in the categories because you can save a lot of money that way.
And you never know, maybe one of your super rich relatives bought you a yacht for Christmas, which you didn't take into account before Christmas time. You need to reassess your insurance afterwards.
Exactly. I hope you get a yacht for Christmas, Jordan.
I wouldn't know what to do with it, but I mean, it wouldn't hurt, I'm sure. Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Julia Newbold, editor-at-large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.